This is 89.7 WKSU. I'm M.L. Schultze. For now, Ohio's patchwork of public transit agencies continues to operate, one of the services deemed essential in this age of coronavirus. But as I discovered, the practical realities have changed for public transit and for many who rely on it. Long before the coronavirus upended the lives of all Ohioans, getting around Canton was complicated for Yolanda Jones. She was one of about a half dozen people still riding one of the public buses around Canton last week.
I had to catch the bus every day to work out to North Canton, and that's hard. It'd be 2 hours to get on. I get on three different buses. Yep.
Just getting to the nearest grocery store, the Walmart about a mile from her northeast Canton home, takes two SARTA buses and about a half hour each way. She has six kids, which helps with carrying the groceries home and complicates everything else. And these days, the WIC offices, the nutritional supplement program for women, infants, and children, is advising parents not to bring their children along.
It's just so much, but you have to do what you got to do as parents and, you know, just handling your business.
The good news since last week is that the SARTA trips, like Metro in Akron and most other public transit agencies in Northeast Ohio, are now free. SARTA CEO Kurt Conrad says that was a nod to the reality of his passengers' lives.
We know that this is it's unprecedented, and we want to just try to do as much as we can to help people in our community.
But Conrad acknowledges ridership has dropped dramatically, and keeping the buses going has gotten considerably more complicated.
I was just downstairs helping out a little bit ago. My hands smelled like disinfectant.
Conrad says the agency has been following special protocols for more than a week with hospital-grade disinfectant for its buses and transit centers. And starting yesterday, it's been rotating its buses more frequently, swapping them out every other trip. The agency also has people enter and exit toward the rear of the bus to ensure a distance from the drivers. Office staff is working from home, and because of the drop in ridership, some drivers have also been cut back as well. Among the transportation SARTA provides is its ProLine, an individually scheduled service to get people to medical appointments. That's been cut about 40%, as many of those appointments are being rescheduled or shifted to telemedical visits. But Conrad says SARTA remains crucial for those with the fewest options.
Yeah. So the only thing that's left now are people going to dialysis, some people are going to work or the grocery store, and that's about it. Those people there are the most fragile in our community.
And even while it's cutting back in some ways, SARTA is asking people to call its customer service office if they have suggestions of ways it can expand to meet the constantly evolving needs of the community. Yolanda Jones, at least as of today, no longer needs SARTA to get her to work. The restaurant at the Belden Village Mall, where she was employed, is laying people off as Governor Mike DeWine's order to stay home except for essential trips takes effect. Jones says she understands. She was nervous even before the governor's order. Starr County had one of the first cases of COVID-19 diagnosed in the state, and this week reported its first death.
So it's scary. At the same time, my hands be raw from washing my hands. I got to wash them constantly. I don't halfway like taking money from anybody, but I have to. But I just be cautious or whatever.
That was last week. This week, Jones is still riding the bus. She can't afford to be out of work, even with unemployment.
I still need to keep working to provide for my family. And now that this is going on, we don't know how long this is going to last.
So she's looking for a new job. Without a car, delivering food or other products isn't even a possibility. She hears a local motel is hiring. And if she gets the job, she says SARTA will be what it has always been for her, a needed connection to food, a paycheck, and the other necessities of life. I'm M.L. Schultze, 89.7 WKSU.